The makers of X-Lax present Strange as It Seems. You know, it's an odd thing. X-Lax has always been more than just a mild, gentle, and effective laxative. It has always had another quality that users of X-Lax are quick to recognize. Do you know what it is? The answer is simple, but very important to you. X-Lax is a correctly timed laxative. It won't shock your system or throw it out of rhythm. X-Lax is kind and gentle, yet it is completely thorough. In fact, it combines mildness, thoroughness, and correct timing so effectively that it is the ideal laxative for every member of your family, young or old. Everyone likes the taste of X-Lax, just like delicious chocolate. So ask your druggist for a box today. It will cost you only 10 cents, unless you want the economical family size, and that's a quarter.
The strange story of Sarah Bernhardt's coffin. The divine Sarah Bernhardt is now a legendary figure. There are hundreds of stories of her various romances, eccentricities, and temperament. But the most typical Sarah Bernhardt story has to do with her coffin. ...1862, Paris. Young Sarah Bernhardt, a gawky 17-year-old girl with masses of flaming hair and flashing green eyes, has a visit from her physician.
Monsieur le docteur, I have some wonderful news.
Yes, Sarah? What is it?
Yesterday I won the comedy prize at the conservatoire. They all tell me I have a great future. Monsieur le docteur, I believe you are disappointed in my great news.
No, no, not disappointed at all. I am happy for you, my child. Happy.
Then why do you not smile? Monsieur le docteur, just what did you have to tell me this morning? Oh, no. No, do not tell me. Please. I can read the answer in your face.
I would have given everything I have in this world to be able to tell you something different.
It is a strange feeling to be told that you are going to die, n'est-ce pas?
Oh, Sarah, it breaks my heart.
I am not weeping, am I? Anyway, I have something to be thankful for. At least I know that I could have had the world.
You have made it easy for me, Sarah, but I cannot stay here any longer. Goodbye.
I will not die. I will not. I am going to live. I am going to have the world. But Henri, you amuse me. What do you want to give me?
I will give you everything I have in this world, Sarah.
You know, many years ago, well, not too many, when I was 17, a doctor said those same words to me.
Oh, he was wild with love, too. Poor fellow, the way I am.
Not at all. It was not love. It was death.
Death? I cannot believe that you and death ever knew each other. You're so vibrant, so full of joie de vivre.
I have been told at least a dozen times that I had only a year to live. Oh, mon Dieu, mon Dieu. Ah, that first time it nearly finished me. But since then, I have only laughed.
Sarah Bernhardt, dead. I cannot imagine it.
Eh bien, the doctors can imagine it. Oh,
come, away with such dark thoughts. Tell me, ma chérie, what do you want? Necklace of emeralds, perhaps, to match those smoldering eyes?
I know. The very gift.
Hello, what?
A coffin.
Huh? Qu'est-ce que c'est?
A coffin.
Never.
Eh bien, you asked me what I wanted, I have told you. If you do not wish to give it
but
to me...
But I do not wish to give you a coffin.
Never, unless it is what I want.
Ah, quelle femme.
A splendid coffin, made of... Oh, let me see. Rosewood, trimmed with solid silver. I myself will design it.
But, Sarah, really, I do not wish it.
Oh, but, Henri, I do. Madame Verlaine, how would you like your tea?
With sugar and cream, please. Oh, Mademoiselle Bernat, it is indeed an honor for me to be invited here. I confess that I boasted to all my friends when I received the invitation.
Oh, I can never do the social thing. The invitation must come from Sarah's heart, or it does not come.
Oh, Mademoiselle Bernat, I will treasure that remark.
How do you like my tea table?
Why... Oh!
Oh, you do not like it then.
Oh, it is very strange, but for a moment I thought it was a coffin. Oh, you must excuse me, mademoiselle.
But it is a coffin, madame.
Mon Dieu, a coffin? Oh,
but of course. One of my greatest admirers, a silly boy who loved me several years ago, he gave it to me.
You must have been very cruel to him.
Oh, no, I asked him for it. I had everything but a coffin.
Yeah. Monsieur Rostand, does mademoiselle really use the coffin?
I wish she would give it up, madame. It is a strange thing to carry everywhere. Why, imagine she even sleeps in it once in a while.
Oh, nom de Dieu!
Mademoiselle!
Oh, Dr. Prévost!
Oh, forgive me for being so late. I only received your invitation
yesterday. I recognized you immediately. Oh, I am glad you could drop in.
Well, so the little girl has really conquered the world after all, eh?
Yes. Do you remember the time when I was 17? And you told me I was going to die?
You made a miraculous recovery.
Ah, but since then I have been told the same thing 17 times.
Oh.
And so, doctor, just in case of sudden need, I carry my coffin with me wherever I go.
Strange as it seems, Sarah Bernhardt, given up to death over 17 times, lived to be 78 years old. With typical Bernhardt humor, she carried her coffin with her everywhere until the day she died. Did London Bridge fall down?
London Bridge is falling down, my fair lady.
And London Bridge did fall down. Like many nursery rhymes, the well-known song is founded on fact. Year 1013, many years before the Norman conquest of England. The ancient Roman city of London is now occupied by Ethelred, the Saxon, a wise ruler. But trouble is brewing. The warlike Danes are threatening an invasion. Ethelred sends a messenger to King Olaf of Norway, who hurries to his assistance with a fleet of ships. Ethelred greets his ally, King Olaf, in the great mead hall of his castle.
Olaf, at last you've come. The Danes already sail up the river.
Yes, in a day they'll have reached London Bridge.
But what can I do? I cannot collect my armies in such a short time.
If you try to defend London against the Danes, you're lost.
What else can a king do? I would rather die an honorable death than surrender my city without a struggle.
When you cannot hope to conquer an army by force, you can sometimes conquer it by brain.
If you have a plan, tell me, or my Thor himself will be lost forever.
Very well, Ethelred. First of all, dispatch all available men to the river at once. Have them construct a roof of reeds over every boat you can collect.
But what is your plan?
I'll tell you when you carry out my first move.
Very well.
King Ethelred, you called for me?
Go to the river. Order all soldiers to construct reed roofs over each boat they find. They must be ready tomorrow.
Very well, King Ethelred, I go. That's done. Now, this is the plan. Desert the city. The Danes will think they have an easy victory. They will forget caution. Then, while they are crossing London Bridge to the other side, We'll slip under the bridge with our great war boats, tie ropes to the piles, and pull the bridge into the water.
Ah.
They'll not be able to hit us with arrows because of the reed roofs over our heads.
By Odin, a worthy plan.
If we use the cunning of the fox, we will throw nets over the very hunters themselves. Look at the Danes swaggering across the bridge. They think the entire city is deserted.
Aye, but soon they will know better.
It's getting dusk. Slight fog hangs over the water. The gods are with us, Ethelred.
Shall we row up to the bridge now?
Yes, yes. Already there are many of our men under the bridge tying ropes to the piles. As soon as our boats come up to them, take the rope ends and row as hard as possible downstream.
Very well. Begin rowing, men. The others follow my lead. The fog hides at least half of them.
Just ahead, see? There they are with the ropes.
Yes. Now we're under the bridge itself. Men. Each boat take a rope that's tied to a pile. On my command, turn your boats around. Point downstream and row with all your force. All right, men, turn the boats around. Now, downstream. Row, men, row.
See, they've seen us. The Danes are lifting their crossbows. Look at the red arrows falling all around us, but the reed ropes protect us.
Ah, the ropes go taut. They strain against the bridge. Row, men, harder! Harder! One pile has collapsed. Another! Another!
So the Danes were defeated by the Saxons and Norsemen through the clever ruse of pulling down London Bridge. Thus, strange as it seems, London Bridge actually did fall down. A London church is named after King Olaf, who never expected that his brilliant stratagem would be celebrated as a nursery rhyme for over 900 years.
Perhaps it's an exaggeration to say that you make an enemy of a child by forcing him to take an unpleasant laxative. But every mother in this audience will agree that children are hardly friendly and affectionate when you give them some bitter medicine to swallow. On the contrary, there are tears and rebellion, temper and squabbles. That's why more and more mothers are turning to X-Lax when their children need a laxative. It's so pleasant to take, just like smooth, delicious chocolate. Then, too, X-Lax is mild and gentle and kind to delicate systems because it is correctly timed. Yes, and it's completely thorough and effective. But don't forget, Mother, that X-Lax is just as good for the grown-ups, too. When you have it in your medicine chest, you don't need any other laxative. So stop at your druggist and get a box of X-Lax today. It will cost you only 10 cents. Insist upon the genuine, spelled E-X-L-A-X, and don't let anyone sell you a substitute. You have just heard Strange as It Seems by John Hicks with original music composed and directed by Felix Mills. How many is a pair of twins?